You know what's a good movie, but it has such a retarded plot point? Literally retarded plot point is the score.
What's eating Gilbert Grape?
No. The score with fucking De Niro and Ed Norton, where Ed Norton plays the retarded guy.
Oh, shit.
Never you haven't seen it?
No. Nope.
Oh, so basically there's this customs office. Like Robert De Niro plays like, you know, it's the usual plot, like I'm doing one last job.
Because after this, no more jobs. This is the last one I'm doing. I'm quitting for good.
And so the job is at this this customs office where they have this scepter. That's like scepter that inside the scepter, there's like some $1 million fucking thing or something.
Okay.
Something like that. And it's just sitting in the lockup of this customs office. I don't know how much it's worth.
It's priceless.
So Ed Norton's like a younger thief, and he approaches... You know, Robert De Niro, he's like, I've been casing this place for 6 months. I got a job in there. And so he's working at the customs office, but his cover is that he's mentally retarded. So half the movie is Ed Norton going into work like, hi, Danny.
I've seen that. No, I have seen that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he's going to steal the thing and then sneak away.
Is that with Brando?
It's like, that is not how you keep a low profile.
Right. You know,
like that fucking, the place is going to get robbed and they're going to be like, you know... Hey, wasn't there a retarded guy that worked here? They're just going to forget.
Hey, what are you doing?
Somebody put fingerprints on my window, Danny.
You don't need to do it. It's okay. It's okay. Listen.
I like a clean window, Danny.
It's all right.
That no one's eating all the
needed
crayons
needed someone to
anymore.
Hold his dick to, when he was at the urinal.
Wait, Brando's in that movie, right?
Yeah, Brando's in it for first, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just love it. There's a scene where he's in the
couch. So fucking fat.
He's on the couch in his, like, big fucking, you know, like, satin suit in the beginning. And he's like,
oh, wait,
Nick,
yeah, he's got hats.
Nick, come here. I tell you, I got such a good idea for you on this one.
It's in the Montreal Customs House.
And he's like just morbidly obese.
He wears a white suit.
Yeah,
in that
he just
movie.
He just doesn't know how to sit in any way.
How about this? 4 big ones in your hand, $4 million in your mitt.
$4 million?
More than you ever even dreamed of, more than we ever did together.
It's great. Somebody told me that he refused to be filmed from the waist down.
Yeah, he wasn't wearing pants.
So he was just never wearing pants.
Yeah,
that is. But
I've heard that too.
We watched it, and you can see his pants. So I was very disappointed.
It's so amazing that probably one of the most handsome men of all time ended up looking like that. It's pretty insane, the transformation.
It makes sense to me.
You think you're going to get real nasty looking when you're older?
Well, I'm not one of the most handsome men in the world.
I will probably get pretty nasty looking.
Do you think I'm going to, I'm going to be nice. I feel like I look better. I look better every year.
Yeah, you're going to look like Noam.
Chomsky?
Yeah, yeah. gray hair, you know, 112 pounds.
Gnome Chomsky.
I'm going to look like shit.
Nick, it's a tiny door. Open the door. Take the shit. Close the door, we're out.